Bez Hashem, we are learning Mishnah Seifim Ois Aleph in Simon Lamed Vav, Shimna 111, and I'm going to be reading from the Sefer Pe'er Halacha with the pictures right above me. For the most part, 97% approximately, the words are exactly the same of the Mishnah Seifim. Once in a while, the author of the Pe'er Halacha organized his Sefer in accordance of the clarity of the work, so sometimes he'll put in the Shahar Tzion on the bottom over here. He'll put it into the words that will flow on the top as well. And that's what he's going to put in to the reading on the top. Now, Ois Aleph, Tzuras Ois Aleph, Tiyeh Nekuda Ha'elyoina Ke'ein Yud. The top, Nekuda, the dot, so to say, should look like a Yud. Ve'oikitz Katan Aleha, and it has an Oikitz Katan, that has a small little line coming above on the top. Lechatchila, that's how the Shahar Tzion says you should make the letter with that line coming up on top as well. Okay. Furthermore, v'yet lechatchila, that's how the Shahar Tzion learns panel im ha'oikets hafuch kitzas klapi ma'ila, and the letter the yud should be like in the direction facing towards upwards, like this. Okay. V'yet yerech hayud. Davak el gag haguf, and the leg of the yud should be connected to what's called the slant of the aleph of the roof. Ulechatchila beemtza gag, and where should this be placed? In the middle of the aleph, the middle of the top of the aleph. Avol ikra dvika ye likuva, it has to be connected. This is now from at the end of the Mishnah Seif from Aleph. It says he brings his words. Al ikra dveka yeli kuva, it has to be connected. If it was not connected, then it was going to be possible. It will be possible. Next, v'ye seif hagag shel tzad yimin ulechatchila akum lemailo mi'acharav ktsas. Now, you see, if you take a look, you see how the bottom part of the leg of the aleph, thank you, is there's a little point coming up. On the screen, it's like picture number 6 is coming up, right? So then he says that's the ideal situation. Mm-hmm. Now the distance of the bottom leg should be 1.5 widths of the kulmus of the quill from the end of the top of the gag. Okay? From the end of the top of the gag. And that's what we're showing over here. Okay? That's on the screen. It's those who have the screen, it's a very helpful. Thank you, Tzemach, for putting that up there. Now he discusses the oive kulmus nikre. What's the oive kulmus? Those who have their phones with them, if you want to log on, and you'll see the picture on the screen as well. That's also helpful. Oive kulmus nikre roichov hakav, the width of the kav, hayoytze min hakulmus kishu koisif. That when you write, so the width of the quill, that's what we're discussing over here. Ulan nekuda tachtoni yeh lechatchilo oikitz katon lemata betzad yemin mipnei she tmunasa kma yud shetodli betag shelo. So the bottom leg of the aleph is a yud, which is upside down. It's a yud, which is upside down. The top part is a yud facing upward. The bottom is a yud facing downward. Furthermore, the top, I'm just going to say it, I'll show you outside here. The top and the bottom of the yud should be aligned. Do you see how there's this little dotted line coming down? I'll simply note the picture on the WhatsApp with Rishus from David Hirsch, the author of the Sefer. See how the yud should be aligned, that one end faces the other end when they're going straight down. Okay? That's what he says, L'chadchilo yihau oikitz shmol shel nekud el-yoyna hainu atag shel gabay yud mechuv keneged oikitz yimin. It should be opposite the oikets yimin, the right side, and the left side, nekuda tachtoina. U'mashma miriyato the lishno shall be says of the insarich oikets small, l'yud ha'elyoin, Sh'ala Aleph. Ach, Apimagodim is Simin. Lamed Beis, Beis Lavram, Beis Chavtes, Masha Dilchatchila, Tzorech Liyos, Gam, Oikets, Smol, Kimoy Lashar Yud. So he's saying that at the end of the day, the top Yud has to have that Oikets on the bottom of the face of the Yud. Okay. Now in picture number 11 on page 273, if you notice an Aleph has a thin connection, you should not fill in that thin connection. You don't want to make it thick. That would invalidate. If you stay over here, it's probably better, yeah, for yourself. Okay. If it's connected more than where it's supposed to, the haynu she'ei nikar haroish elakav mashuch b'shava is possible. It's not recognizable because it's too thick. It's blackened in. It's thickened in. It's supposed to a thin little connection. You see a thin little line on top. Here we're saying it's all thickened in. That is a problem. B'chein, so too, the same problem exists if the yud, the shin, the ayin, the pei, and the tzadi, or the roish a smali sheba ayin with tzadi shetzarech liyoyis kein zayin, has to be like a zayin. Im nagu beguf ha'oyis yoyis makom dibukum is possible. If all these letters that are supposed to be connected and attached with a small thin line, if they are connected with a thick connection, it's also going to invalidate the kashrus of the letters. Rak im loy kosav adayin yoyiser. So he says, if you didn't write the next letter yet, you can fix the top of the letter to, like you're showing over here in this picture, you're thickening the top of the letter to accentuate the details of the Aleph better. Okay? You connected? You're not connected?
I'm just connecting right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that was Ois Aleph. That was the letter Aleph. Any questions before we go on to Beis? Okay, Beis. Let's go on to Beis now. Okay, Ois Beis. Sarich mo'oy lizar beribua. You have to be very careful that with the squaring of it. Shloitei niris kechaf. It shouldn't look like a chaf, which is rounded. Vim niris kechaf psul. If it looks like a chaf, it's possible. Now, if you're not sure exactly, does it look like a chaf, does it look like a beis, so you can show it to a child. It has to be squared on both sides, the top and the bottom. That's what these two arrows are showing us, as opposed to the rounded chaf. If on the top it's rounded, lamatim rubas, and the bottom is squared. So the top is rounded, but the bottom is squared. You have to know if this is going to be kosher. He says, it's not so simple that it's going to be kosher. He says, we really shouldn't be lenient. But Prima Godim says we should not be lenient. However, Ben Yeruchim says the main part of the chaf, the base, we're discussing base now, is the bottom part of the base. So the bottom part of the base is squared, and the top part is not squared. So the bottom is squared, but the top is not. So Rabbi Yeruchim will say it's kosher. Why? Because the main part of the base is the bottom. That's according to Rabbi Yeruchim. The Prima Godim is not so happy with that. If the child reads it as a correct base, so if the child will read it like a beis, then you can go back and add the ink to the corner on the top, and we're not concerned that it's going like a sigin out of order. Why is it not out of order? Because you already have the child calling it a beis, and you have the bottom corner to it as well. Now the next piece here is from the Shaar Tzion, where he says l'chayyam mimash yekosav beisayim urubas mepnei hasoid mashu endu hu rak lechatchila. So he says that the Beis Yosef says that it has to be squared. He says that's only lechatchila. Mashma the hurak lechatchila. But Yeshlid Chayis doesn't like that. The hakavana the toiv lechatchila shiya ha'oyrech v'haroyche b'shave. That it's appropriate that the width and the length of the base should be the same. basically like a 90 degree, like a angle, right? Like a box. That the width of the base and the top and the side, right? The height and the width should be the same. Next picture here, number four. The tzarich lechatchila shiyelo b'roisha mitzad small al panel tag katan timunasa kimoy makol. There should be a small little tag like a stick coming up next to the tag. So here he's showing us in the picture that little end, that little line, just like you see on the screen as well. On the screen is by number two. These pictures, thank you. The pictures on the screen are fabulous as well. It's also all in English. In number five, the oikets katan lemaila bitzad yimin noita litzad ha'aleph. The oikets katan, now here's the back of the base. That's in picture number three on the screen. There's a little line coming outward. Okay? There's a little line coming outward. Gam yelo lechatchilo ekev av lemata. Now the back of the base should have a little heel coming out, protruding on the outside. Hichein kasa b'chsam sefer simin. This is now the Sharatzian Reish Samechei Beis Bali Ekev Ein Lissol Kevin Sheinay Agula Me'achareo Kein Chaf. So he says that the Sharatzian says there's a leniency. That if you don't have the heel coming back at the end, and it's, let's say, just going to be flush. One second here, get the mic extended a drop. Okay. So he says if you don't have the heel, some slaver is lenient because it still looks like a the base because it's squared. The chaf is rounded. Okay. Mashmi said dechshehi agula mamish, if it's round on the bottom totally, yesh lisol, there's reason to passel it to say it's not kosher. The v'ayim b'Rabbein Yeruchim the mashu gamke in the ikir toli b'lamata. The main, once again, Rabbein Yeruchim says the main defining characteristic of the base is the bottom part of it. So if the bottom part of it is rounded, that's like a chaf. That's me passel.
But if it's square,
but without the heel. Yeah, there's
room
to be lenient. Yeah, that's kosher. Yeah. Now I'll just say like this: it should still be fixed after, you know, at the right time. But right then and there, we're saying it's kosher. He says further: ki tmunas kimoi dalid toich groin shel vav. I can tzarich liyos la zavis. Now, what are the letters? We had mentioned in the beginning, discussing these halachas, that the formation of these letters is really many times a combination, a hybrid of the different letters that we have, and putting two letters together, or sometimes three letters together, and they form a new letter. So he says that's really what it is by a beis. Beis, if you look at this, is really a dalid. A dollar on the top, and the vav at the bottom. Oh. So that vav at the bottom is the heel. Right, so you have the dalid and the vav. That really is what, to some degree, what the beis looks like. Okay? Now, he says, for the toiv she'oirech v'roich v'beis yeh ke gimel kolmesim, it should be like the width of three kolmesim. He's saying that the size of the beis, now obviously depends the width of your quill, the reich of chalala ke'ovi kumus, and the airspace of the beis should be that of what? Should be that of the thickness of the kumus. So you have the top part of the beis, one stroke of the kumus of the width of the quill, then another airspace you're skipping over of the middle part of the beis, then the bottom is another stroke of the kumus of the quill. Then he ends off beis over here by saying like this: Vim kitzer habeis ad she nire kinun. What happens if you made a beis, but the beis, it looks like a nun? The beis looks like a nun. So he says, it will be possible. It's not going to help to fix by tilum mezuzah. So, technically speaking, you can add more ink if you have room to lengthen out the base, because it looks more like a nun. But when it comes to tefillin and mezuzah, where the halacha is you cannot go out of order, so it's going to be possible. It's not going to help, right?
If it's borderline, and you don't know whether it's a nun or a base, and you show it to a kid and he says it's a base, then you can fix it.
Then you can fix it. Yeah, if the child says it's a base, then you can fix it. Then you're a good company, because it's not possible. That's the benefit of showing it to a child. We continue now with Gimel. Ois Gimel, tiye gufo kein zayin lichadchilo. So the body of the Gimel is like a zayin with a yud. Take a look over here. Okay, it's like a zayin with a yud at the leg of it, like a shoe. Okay. Further in the Paralacha, the Mashikosav. Now this is from the Shaar Tzimim. Mashikosav Prima Gadim Bo'is Tess. This is what the Prima Gadim says in the Ois Tess. The Imloy Hayo Roish Smoli Kezayin Kosher. The Prima Gadim says if the left, in regards to the letter tes, the left part of the letter has to be the imloy hoya roish smali kein zayin. If it's not like a zayin, it's still kosher. Ayin le kamon soif ois tes. We'll get to that in when we get to tes. Fine. Uadin hacha sotu over here. The chain kol roish smal shebo ois yis shanis gates daim le zayin. So what he's saying is that all of the left sides of the letters Shana's gates is going to be similar to the flat top. That's what he's discussing, is a flat top. That's why he's bringing in the letter test now, because he's showing the flat top. That's why in picture number on the screen, you see it's a flat top. That's what he's showing you. Every place where you put the tag in, it's like a Zion, which is a flat top, as opposed to a rounded. Saw that? V'yeh roisho av, it should be thick, v'leh dak, not thin, v'gimel tagin al roisho, and three crowns on the top of the head. Furthermore, regal yamin dak, and the leg, the right leg, has to be dak, thin, and not too thick. So here's an example where the left leg, or rather the right leg, not the left, but the right leg has to be thin, not too thick. V'yoyreid me'at lemata, and it should come down a little, yoyse mi'yerech small. Has to come down a little, v'yoyreid me'at lemata, yoyse mi'yerech small, past the left leg. So here's an example where the right leg is coming down a little past the left leg.
In number six, is that puzzle? The gimel
if it's
leg?
Too thick, bays, you're saying? Bays?
No, six.
Six bays.
Yeah, bays, right, bays.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's an invalidating. He says it shouldn't be like that. I don't know. He's not saying it's going to be puzzle if it is like that. That's why I'm hesitant to say it's going to be puzzle. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's just lechatchila, or if it's me'akev, if it's going to prevent it from being kosher. I do want to say like this though. Let's say that thick leg of the gimel is shown to a child, the whole letter, and the child says it's a gimel. So what can be done now is it can be scraped away. right? Because you have the letter, the form of the letter there, and it's not going out of order, and it's not.
What else could it be?
I hear you. So maybe that's why it wouldn't be puzzle. I'll be honest with you. I'm only seeing a gimel there because you're telling me it's a letter. But it doesn't look like a real gimel. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It looks like a cartoon character.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like a cartoon character. Yeah, yeah. But only because we're in letters here, so that's why I'm, you know,
right.
Looks like
right,
a letter.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, he says further, don't make the left leg too slanted. Don't make it too slanted. Elam at, just a drop of a slant. Vigam loy ye akum, it shouldn't be twisted. So he's saying here, see here he is specifying that you shouldn't make your left leg of the gimel like upside down and crooked. But if you did, it still looks like a gimel. I'm saying this, honestly to me, this looks somewhat more of a gimel than the thicker over here. I don't know. They both look like a gimel to some degree. So the point is that this upside down left leg of the gimel can be fixed. It can be fixed. Even by Tilla Mezuzah, it's not called going out of order. Ela Yimshoich B'Shavah, rather you should make it equal. The top and the bottom should be the same. The top and the bottom should be the same. That's what you're showing over here. V'yagbihenu k'tzas k'neged adalet, it should be lifted a drop up. Towards the Dalit. So we lifted a drop up. So even in by picture number 7 on the screen, you can see that also. See how it's coming up a drop over here? It's coming up a drop off the ground, so to say, off the cloth. Then he says, Vayerech small, Yemashuch ksas. The left leg should be pulled a little, drawn a little. Vayerach small ye mashuch tzas av el hazayin shebetzido v'loy bedakus. Ki t'monsa t'ye niris kimin nun kfufa. So you have here like the bottom, the left leg of the gimel is like connected with a little connector. V'loy bedakus, but not too small of a connection. V'hayerech yeh namuch kidei lahasmich eitzel roishoy. So he's saying like this. You see how there's, let's say you're writing another v'hayerech yeh namuch, the leg should be low down kidei lahasmich eitzel roishoy, that you could put it near the head of another letter next to it, could be near each other, so it's like coming into it. Zilafi pshat haloshon kishayerech ein anamuch yeshu lahasmich ois eitzaroishoy. But when the leg is not low down properly, you can't put the head of the next letter close enough to the preceding letter, to the gimel.
So they're saying that the base, the picture base is good?
Yes, base in 15 base. I think he's saying that's the way it's supposed to be. I'm sorry.
That's two letters, right? I mean, you got one. The second letter is overlapping the bottom of the first letter. That's good.
And that's what he says. Yehayerech yeh namuch kidei lahasmich etzel roishoy. Because this way the heads should be near each other. In other words, his point is when you read the letters, you look at the top of the letter. You look. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay.
So. If in picture Dalid, it's too far away. It also looks, by the way, that the gimel is touching the Dalid. In picture 15.
Where?
By when it says gimel, 15 gimel.
Oh, yeah.
You see that? Because you want to be able to get the top of the letters near each other. Because that's, once again, that's how you read letters. You see, like, you know, I mean, you see the whole page, the whole picture. But that's, I think, why he's telling us here. Avim nidba kayerech baharegel. Okay. Yigror hayerech v'day bekach. If the leg of the letter is touching, like in picture Aleph, you should scrape it away. And then, you'll have to fix that. Kimoy Shimavur, as we'll see in later in Simulam and Beis, if you'd chest lean and grira sachatum of the mem, that you should scrape away the left side of the mem. If a regular mem is sealed, like in this picture over here, the regular mem is sealed, you want to scrape away the left side and rewrite it correctly. Right over here is sealed. Just let's finish this last piece over here. Where he says, V'cheinim yerech has small shovel a regal hayimin. If this is also the Bir Alach, by the way, if the left leg im yerech has small shove the regal hayimin dumyo demashe hikel a prima godem b'ischav pshuta she'asu meruba. So he's saying over here, you see, we said earlier that the right leg should come down a little lower than the left leg. Okay, so he's saying that if it's not, then it's gonna you do want to make it a little lower. That's the Bir Alach. Fine. So we're up to Dalid. Up to Dalid, Mr. Shem, in the next year.